stop. Here we go, roll. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I have some water, please? Anybody? Can I have some water? And kill the music, please, Greg. Hallelujah. La dana shoyo ada isa yayo. Thank you, Mama. Thank you. Hamalia sho, maalia to datum. Hallelujah. How you doing, Makal Ashia Olavian? Amen. Ah, thank you, baby. Hallelujah. For God is worthy to be praised. This is a long service, and I would apologize, but I'm not sorry. Amen, because the Lord is here. Amen, amen, amen. How's your internet connection, Abigail?
It's good.
It's good, amen. Thank you, Sean and Dominique. Sean and Dominique, they are the awesomest.
Yes.
And those children and family, and because they couldn't have done this by themselves. They are awesome, and we give praise to God for them.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
For God himself is worthy. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Look at the mountains back there. Ain't God good? Who has a mountain in their backyard? Amen. Amen. Is it giving you trouble, baby?
No, it's loading.
Amen. It's loading. Hallelujah. Iki shayono saran. Hallelujah. I can throw some oil on it if you want me to, Abigail.
No, we're good.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. We are coming to you live from Honolulu. From what part of Hawaii are we in?
Waimanalo.
What they said. Hawaii. Amen. And we're lifting up the name of Jesus. We're still doing the prayer just like we do at home. Amen. And we're going to pray. First of all, I'm going to ask you, if you're listening now, if you listen later, I need you to stretch your hand, lift your hands up, and we're going to pray our first prayer first. Are you ready?
Amen.
I need you to repeat after me, and everyone in the audience, repeat after me. Father God.
Father God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We bless you.
We bless
and we thank you.
And we
because you are worthy to be praised.
Because you're worthy to be praised.
You're worthy to be lifted up.
You're worthy.
I give you all praises.
I give you all praises.
Father, forgive me.
Father, forgive me.
Of any sin.
Any unrighteousness.
Anything in my life.
Anything in my life.
That does not represent you.
That does not represent you.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Make me clean again.
Make me clean again.
That I will serve you.
That I will serve
in
you.
In spirit and in truth.
In spirit and in truth.
I love you.
I love you.
Because I love you.
Because I love you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
What's the first name?
Marcia. She wants prayer for her husband, daughters, and grandchildren. She needs them to be concerned about where they're going when they pass.
Marcia.
Their names.
Don't give me their names.
Their names. Jim, Sonny, Patty, Brandon, Alyssa, Nicole, and Charlotte.
Amen. I'm going to have you do it.
Okay.
What's the mama's name?
Marcia.
Marcia, listen. All you can do is let your light shine. And those that are living under your roof, you must command that there are rules that they must follow. And since you are a representation of Christ in your house, you must represent Christ in your house and anybody else that wants to be in your house. They used to teach me when I was growing up, you may not be saved when you walk in, but you're going to act like you're saved while you're here.
That's right.
You must demand the same thing in the house that God gave you.
Amen.
You must demand you will remain, you will act like a child of God, whether you are or not, while you're here. If you don't want to follow the rules, find your own place. As far as the children that are underneath you, that you are caring for, the
grandchildren,
all, be the example. Train the child up in the way that they should go. In the way that they should go, so that the Spirit of God will remain in them. And even if they vary off the path, the Word of God is still in them. And the Lord will be able to speak or connect with them at some point.
Yeah.
We're going to pray for them. Give me their names.
Jim.
Sonny.
Patty.
Brandon.
Alyssa.
Nicole.
Charlotte.
Charlotte. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
We are praying that you will understand the times that you are living in. We are praying that you will understand that Jesus is Lord, and he is the only way to God, and God is the only way to heaven.
Amen.
You must go through Christ Jesus in order to get in.
Yeah.
If you don't go through Christ, you're not getting in. You're not going through Buddha. You're not going through
anybody.
Like Harry Carey, the cat at the airport, you're not going through none of them. You are going through Christ or you're not getting in.
Amen. Amen.
And those of you who have backslided, you need to ask God to redeem you while there's still time for redemption.
Yes.
Don't let this opportunity pass you. You are in grace. The grace is, God did not give you grace so you can continue to mess up.
Yes.
God gave you grace so you can get it right.
Yes.
Don't waste the time that God has given you to not get it right.
Yes.
Use this time to draw nigh unto God.
Yes.
Because there's going to come a time where God will not be near you.
Yes.
Accepting while you can.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
You keep praying, mama.
Yes.
You keep praying. And listen, this is what I want you to do. If you don't have any oil, email me. I'll send it to you. You don't have a tallit? We need your address. We need an address. We can pray, but the Lord may not tell us where you live. Send us your address.
Yes.
We will send you oil and a tallit. You don't have to send anything. This is on God for you.
Yes.
You anoint everywhere they sit in your house.
Yes.
You anoint the doors that they would come in.
Yes.
You anoint the window seal. You anoint every room that they would go in. You anoint your house.
In the name of Jesus.
So that if they refuse to live in Christ, they will be uncomfortable there.
Yes.
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 Amen.
And let God do his thing.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Octavia. Octavia. Octavia? Oh, bless the Lord. Hey, Octavia. I know you, girl. Amen. What does she want?
She wants prayer for the baby girl that's coming.
Oh, yes.
The 17th.
This
is a three-part prayer.
Amen. Octavia, we are praying for the baby.
The surgery.
Hallelujah.
We're praying. Look, God has already called the doctors. God has already called the doctors a liar when he did what he did with the baby.
Yes. Amen.
Do y'all remember that?
Yes.
God already called them out. He already showed them who God really is.
Yes.
God did not do that for no reason.
Amen.
There is a purpose for what God does. Ekia onas. In the name of Jesus. We're praying over the baby.
Yes.
The gift.
Yes.
That God has given you.
Yes.
I see light, Octavia. I see, which means God is in it. God's got this. He didn't bring you this far to drop you. God's got this.
Yeah,
And that's his baby. He's just allowing you to care for the baby.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pray for little Ezra. He's 4.
And Ezra, who's 4. Ezra.
Yes.
Like the book, Ezra?
Yes.
Oh, amen. Fall on me. 4.
And his thinking so he can understand that there's a baby coming.
Yes.
So they want to understand for that and it's healing for his brain.
4 is the door.
Ooh.
4 is this is a perfect age for God to open that door of understanding.
Yes.
This is a perfect age for God to open that door for healing.
Yes.
This is a perfect age for God to open that door for you to receive what God has for you. 4 is a perfect number for Ezra.
Yes.
The name, the age, the number is perfect for God. God will do what he said he will do. God said he's going to use Ezra.
Yes.
He's going to make people are going to wonder how was God able to keep them connected with God.
Yes.
God's going to use him.
Yes.
God will open his understanding. This is his year of openness, and it's a perfect year. It's a perfect year. Anoint him with oil. Pray over him daily.
Yes.
God will do this.
Yes. Yes. And then prayer for those who are lost.
Amen. Father, you understand who she has reference to. You understand. You know the environment. You know the situation. You alone know. We don't have to name names. You know the names already.
Yes.
Let it be so in the name of Jesus. While we're in this time of grace, impress upon them that they need to take advantage of this grace period to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Because once this is gone, is gone.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Is that it for her?
That's it for her.
In Tichah Otashia. Amen.
Last prayer.
Okay. Is this a different person?
Yeah.
Okay. August. All right, August. We got you now, August.
Request financial support for college and music ministry.
Okay, first of all, this is what I need you to do. Wherever you're being fed spiritually, wherever you're able to go minister, whatever ministers to you, be faithful to the ministry that God has put you in.
Yes.
You understand? Whoever the Lord has placed over you to feed you, be faithful to the ministry that God has put you in, because that is part of your reasonable service. Do you understand? Be faithful to that ministry, because when you have your ministry that God is giving you, you're going to need people to be faithful
yes.
to your ministry as well.
Amen.
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 Amen. If you bless those that are feeding you, then you understand how that works. All right,
okay.
Go ahead, baby.
And agreement with repentance of sin and asking to hear God's voice.
It is a matter, repentance is a matter of the heart. You can tell a person about repentance, but they have to desire it in their heart, because it's more than just words. You can just say the words and not mean it, and you did nothing. If you baptize a person that does not know God, they're still in sin. They just went down a wet devil. I mean, they went down a dry devil, and you go come up a wet one. The heart must change,
yes.
or repentance means nothing to them.
Yes.
We are praying that God will change the heart
yes.
so that they will accept repentance. Because if God changes the heart, they'll run to repentance.
Yes. yes.
But if you're throwing repentance at a heart that doesn't want it,
yes.
it's a wasted prayer.
Yes.
Amen, anybody?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So your prayer should be, Lord, they need to accept. You need to do something to their heart. And then whatever God does, let it be.
Amen.
Yes. yes.
Amen.
Let me tell you something about this stuff about this medicine and stuff that you have to be prayerful about some of the stuff that they give you, because some of the medicine that they give you open up portals for demons to enter in and to cause you more trouble than you had before you started. The medicine may stop one thing, but open up a spiritual portal where you got something else going on altogether. People don't understand. Some of those medicines are not designed for complete healing. They open up spiritual portals
yes.
where demons come in and torture you.
Yes,
right.
Yep. Does anybody understand this?
Yes. yes.
You have to be prayerful. I'm scared to take aspirin. You have to be careful. You have to be careful what you consume. You can't just trust it because they made a good commercial. You got to take it before God. My prayer is that God will take them off anything
yes.
that they're taking that's interfering with their spiritual
yes.
because
yes.
the enemy's not trying to get you closer to God. The enemy's trying to sever your relationship with God.
Yes.
And if he can open up a portal where he can send demons in to torture you, please, please pray about anything that you are taking. And see, is that God's will for your life?
Amen.
Yes.
I'm not saying everything is bad, because some of that stuff you need for a season. But pray over it first. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
For August, protection from negative people and legal problems.
First of all, negative people, I have one of the best solutions in the world for you from negative people. Get rid of them.
Amen.
Start with your family and work your way down.
Amen.
If they're in your atmosphere, you know the best way to get people out of your house? Ask them to lend you some money. That ought to clear half of them out. Then if the rest of them still there, ask them to help you clean up. That should take care of the rest of them. They don't want to clean up their house. They ain't going to come over there and clean up yours. What you need to do is get rid of the people that are in your atmosphere that does not look for God the same way you do.
That's
my family. So what? This is your relationship with God that you're depending on.
Yes.
The reason the family can cause you so much havoc is because they know more about you than a stranger. And so they know where those soft spots are. They know what aggravates you. They know what buttons to push. I remember when you would nothing. I I remember this. Some of your family don't want you to excel over them. Mm.
Right.
Some of your family don't want to see you blessed, and they don't get their cut.
Right.
And so some of the best way to get rid of that is get rid of them. But that's my family. Well, stay poor, broken, hungry. If that's what you want, do what you got to do. But I'm just trying to tell you how to do. Put your family before God. And if God says they're cool, you can stay. You can stay. Hear your papers. Amen, somebody?
Amen.
I don't like that. I don't care about you either. Amen. We good?
We're good.
What else?
The last part, praying for the person that God has chosen for them.
Thank you. Read that again. Pray for
the person that God has chosen for them.
August, let me tell you something. Whoever God has for you, if that's God's will for your life, you don't have to pray for them. When they get to you, they'll be ready. You need to pray that you're ready to receive whatever God sends to you.
Amen.
Don't waste your days and nights. Lord, who you got? Lord, who you got? Who you got for me, Lord? You just go ahead and be about your Father's business. And whenever that's supposed to come to you, get to you, you'll be ready.
Amen.
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 Don't. God knows his plans for you. God knows what what God is concerned about is, are you doing what I've commanded you to do?
Amen.
Because if you're so caught up in who God got for me, you won't be ready when God sends who God's got for you.
Amen.
Because you spend all your time trying to figure out who God got for you. Let God be God. You be a faithful soldier in the army of the Lord, and God will put the two pieces together when he's ready.
Amen.
Your prayer is that, Lord, I am ready for whoever you send to me whenever you send them.
Amen.
Did I answer that right?
Yep.
Amen. And if you need any more than that, email God, and if he don't answer, then email me.
There you go.
And send an address. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody back there behind me? Because I don't hear nobody.
Yeah.
Are you back there?
Amen.
Amen. All right. So we're done with prayer. We'll be, God's willing, we'll be back on Wednesday and Thursday and Sunday at home, God willing.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.